So we arrived safely at Dover the morrow following, very early, my little man and I together. There we were, at the very point to be taken being, by commandment, brought before the mayor of the town, who conjectured many things, suspected us to be such, as indeed we were, adversaries of the new heretical faction, favourers of the old father's faith, that we dissembled our names, had been abroad for religion, and returned again to spread the same. I ride about some piece of the country every day. The harvest is wonderful great. On horseback, I meditate any sermons. When I come to the house, I polish it. Then I talk with such as come to speak with me, or hear their confessions. In the morning, after Mass, I preach. They hear, with exceeding greediness, and very often receive the sacraments, for the ministration whereof we are ever well assisted by priests, whom we find in every place. I cannot long escape the hands of the heretics. The enemies have so many eyes, so many tongues, so many scouts. I am in apparel to myself, very ridiculous. I often change it, and my name also. I had set down in writing by several articles the causes of my coming in, and made certain demands, most reasonable. I profess myself to be a priest of the society, that I return to enlarge the Catholic faith, to teach the gospel, to minister the sacraments, humbly asking audience of the Queen and the nobility of the realm, and proffering disputations to the adversaries.